But we got to dig into those retail sales numbers. Brian Sozzi, overall retail sales up 3.8%. 2% was the estimate. 8 of the 13 retail categories rising. And this showing that even though we have gotten some consumer confidence numbers recently that have been weaker, people are still going out there and spending.
Yeah, if you're a retailer, if you're Walmart today, you're Target today, you're yet to report your results, you're probably like looking at this report saying, wow, I wish it would have came later in the week because expectations have just gone up considerably for all of these retail earnings reports. We'll get Walmart later this week. Very critical report. But Julia, this was a huge number. I would suspect in large part, January always a big month for retailers as well as consumers get out there and spend on their gift cards. But there's more at play here than I think gift card spending, not the non-store retail category. It's mostly online sales. And at this point, mostly Amazon. Those sales were up 14.5% month over month. That is a huge, huge gain. And the first thing I put in our Slack channel when these numbers crossed, as you know, Julie, this might be the effect of those rising wages we have been seeing over the past 3 to 4 months compounding and giving consumers enough financial firepower, at least for now, to withstand some of these inflationary pressures to get out there and spend as they have been. Now, whether those wage gains could just counteract some of the price increases that are coming from a lot of companies in coming months, that's to be determined.
Yes, it is. And just a couple of notes here, that non-store retail 14.5% gain, to your point, it fell, followed, by the way, a drop in non-store retail in December, could be partially the effect of gift cards. Just to remind viewers, retailers book gift card revenue when the gift card is used, not when someone initially buys the gift card. So that's why you see that delayed effect, just for people's information. We also saw strength in motor vehicle sales, up 5.7%, and anything having to do with the home furniture, up 7.2%, and building supplies, up 4.1%. So all of that feeding into this big number.